in these important inyanim. The very, very, very important and, I should say, delicate topic that we're talking about. And as I told you in the very beginning, we're not going to shy away from the difficult sugis. It's certainly one of them. And it's halacha lemaisa every day, every single day. Okay, we spent a lot of time on Rav Moshe's tshuva yesterday in Aleph Siman Samach Gimel, and the main topic of that beautiful tshuva, classical tshuva, was the issue of Meshamshus B'moch, our sugya in Masechta Yevamah, Sif Yud Beis and Beis. And Rav Moshe presented two positions of Firashi, as he put it, and he said, there may be an afkamina, using what he called a kiss, which we call a condom in our language. If you are of the opinion that moch itself is a violation called al eitzim v'al avonim, then the kiss is not much worse, basically the same thing. And if one of them is mutter for whatever extenuating circumstances of sakana, as we saw in the Chem de Shlomo, because at derech haaretz, why? Because efshe b'inyanachas of sakana. How do we explain that? The owner is the maximum you can do. And the maximum you can do, if normally it's going to cause a death of chashash of misa, this is the best you can do. Under different circumstances, we can do better. This the same exact act would be considered like eitzim v'alavonim, would be prohibited. So then he says, all right, so the kiss is eitzim v'alavonim, mavish. So what? Eitzim v'alavonim is mutter, and there's no alternative because of the chashash sakana. That's how However, if you take what he called the second pshat, which is what we understood as the Ritva's pshat, then it's not necessarily the case. Because we can argue that moch is considered kedera kol aretz, and therefore it's permissible under these difficult circumstances. But contrast that with the kiss, which would not be considered in that category. He has tiny against Reb Chaim Oizer and the Achiezer. I want to give you the Maram HaKoymus and Achiezer. I think I wrote them down. Chaim Oizer has two tshuvas on this topic. One tshuva is a lengthy tshuva in Chelek Aleph, Simen Chav Gimel, and it's a shorter tshuva, which is 30 years later in Chelek Gimel, Simen Chav Dalitz of Cotton Hay. That's the one he has tainas about, the second one. If you look very carefully in Rav Chaim Oizer's entire presentation in both tshuvas, it could be that he's trying to, you know, how should we say it, play both ends from the middle. And this concept of playing both ends from the middle is not merely rabosai, not merely an issue of Reb Chaim Oizer, but it really goes back to the Rosh, and this is a matter of fact, is indicated in Rav Moshe's Shuvah itself. So if we can get back, Shelly, you can do from Yehuda. I want to share the Rav Moshe's own words, where he himself is somewhat sensitive to this kind of a concept. That the different, similar words can mean slightly different things, different nuances in the lexicon of different gedolim. You have to be very sensitive to that. What these terms mean, and if it can have an important ramifications. It should be Bar Ilan. It should be, I guess, fairly easy, right?
Yeah. I don't know how he does it. I actually use the website Bar Ilan. I don't know how I get
it. You get him on Bar Ilan, Ellie?
Yeah. I just got the website one.
Website? Oh, the base medrash. None of us are in it. The first floor. We try to stay away from the cameras. Someone camera shy. We're not going to be in the PR pictures. Okay, so we're looking for Shut Igris Moshe. Once again, the Shutim. Okay. Let's see what we have here. Okay, Shut. Shelsi Shuvas, there you go. Igris Moshe. It's alphabetical, it should be easy, yeah. If we're in Evan Ezer, Chelik Aleph. Aleph Evan Ezer. Okay, Simon Samach Gimel. And then maybe I can handle it after once you get me there myself. Help. Okay. Let's see. actions. Oh, Rabbi says. So we did a lot of this tshuva yesterday. A lot. But not all of it. I'm going to go to Zion, where we left off at the end of the Shia yesterday, to start there, and then we're going to work our way backwards, okay? The very end. Oh. Where is it? Where was it? I'm sorry. Oh, here it is. V'nei l'shidas ha-riyu d'imei. That's what Rav Moshe calls it. Shebemochu kaleitzim v'avonim, literally. U'mikom ha-kamit tiru kevan. Can you read it in the back? Is it big enough? U'mikom ha-kamit tiru kevan. Shemekayim b'zeh mitzvahs ona. Hu l'tzorech b'isha sheshva sakana l'saber. V'lo levatolo mutak v'mamoch. Yeah, why not? They're both heitzim v'avonim. All right, let's skip the line. Yesh mokom hat afikisim shalomish ishkor matash with the nation alis avon. Yeah, as we read, avlashita beis, which we call the ritva, shehet the mochu mishum to who there are tashmish, mistabe she also the shamish bekisim elo the whole varak alitzim avonim, vizela hutig the shita zu. And tanning us from Chaim Oizer. That's very strange. Reb Chaim Oizer is that tzal? Reb Chaim Oizer was alive and well when he wrote this tshuva in Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Hei. So one of two things. If he put it in later on, what could be, and it's crazy it sounds, that in Luban, he didn't know if Reb Chaim Oizer was alive or not. Luban was, it was communist, and it was impossible. I'm just wondering if you ask any of the family members, what this is, what's pshat in this? Reb Chaim Oizer was nifter in Tufshin, which is 5 years later. And this is tough race, it's a curioso, just that's why he has that tzal. By the way, it's another interesting place, who also, Rabbi Shosh, many, many years later, wrote a tshuva by the Eruv, and he referred to Rabbi Leo Young, who was keeping him as Leo Young, and he called him Zatzal. He's alive and well. Maybe he just didn't know. I mean, they lived in the same borough, but Young lived for a very long time. Well, very, very old, and it's also a little bit embarrassing that he had Zatzal on him. But, it's supposed to be a school of Arichas Yomim, that's what someone's called Zichron Lerocha in their lifetime. It's supposed to be a schooler to live a long life. So anyway, some of the curiosa of Igros Moshes. Anyway, that's what he says. He's not happy with this. But we'll see soon with ourselves, by flipping back to what we call Anav Vav, that even, remember, do you remember that the Re'u De'imei, who's De'imei? Remember yesterday who was on the Re'u side? He said, the Rush, if you recall correctly. The Re'u Rush, comes in the Re'u Rush. Well, let's go back a little bit into Anav. Anav Vav, we got to the end, the wrong way. And see what it is in Anav Vav. You can find the word Anav Hey. Huh? Anav Vav. He named Tema Gadola. Listen to this now. He's analyzing the opinion of the Rush on this matter. Shebashita Mekubetz Bashita Sarush Bafurish She'eno Derek Tashmish. But we don't have to trust Rav Moshe. We have the Tosfos to Rush. That's why I told you to look at it. I hope you might know you. Let's open the Rush. Please open to the Rush, the Tosfos to Rush, and Yevamos Yud Beis and Mid Beis. Let's read it together. It's page Yud Beis in on our edition. Everything's Yud Beis, okay? Daf Yud Beis, page Yud Beis, Yud Beis and Mid Beis. Pirush Rashi, it's a good Chazara. Not the Chaz a little bit. This is a Chazara about Tosfos. This with the words of the Rush. Pirush Rashi, Mutaras the Shamish B'moch. Afal Gav the Shar Noshim Asurus Shemashchos Hazera. Now Rashi never said those words actually, but that's how Tosfos understood Rashi. Kasha Ben Atam Kevin the Bahach Tashmish Leka Yisura Midi Dehaviak Tanav Islandis Blasir B'Tashmish Afal Gav Lavas Bonim Nenu. So what's wrong? So why is it also by Shar Noshim? Upirish Ben Atam Tzrichos Hashamash B'moch Veitzatov Kamash Malon. So if you stopped right over here, you have back to our Ritva and Imuk Yosef again, where he's passing like Rabbi Natam at the issue with Tzricharos versus Mutaros, and he hasn't yet corrected Rashi when Rashi said B'shas Tashmish. That's if you stop here. But we have to be intellectual. We cannot stop here. We dare not stop in the middle of the paragraph. We have to go move on. Miu nire. Dibino senes moch bishas tashmish iko ashkosa zera le ish. Shek shematel zera le moch. Havi kematel zera al eisem al avonim. Dien derech tashmish bekach. Uva hochi ari rashi. The mutal el gimul noshim le shanoshim asuris. Vimesima samoch li acha tashmish. Lo mifkid ashkosa zera ki eichid lo mifkid apir virivya. I need a, okay, we'll have to come back to that a little bit later on. Okay? And it can't learn like Rashi. Let's skip a little bit. Rabbi Natan is right. Mishamish, Mesimus, Moch, Leachatashmish. Eav Shalafarish, Kapirish Rashi, Dilan, Noshim, Mutarz, Mishan, Noshim, Masurus. Dimish, Nimus, Amoch, Mishas, Tashmish, Havikim, Matlaits, and Valavon, and the second time he says it. The cave of the Mashkazara can maybe Mabula Olam. Oi, yoi. All the polemics in the Gemara in Nidaf Gimel. Lo Mistabash Yatiru Le'elu Anoshim Bishvil Simchas Ona. The Mutu Shalay Hashem Shuklal abstain. Furush Rosh. Ili Akatashmish. Nirli She'ein Bo Isiklal Afashan Hashim. Afi Mifkudi Ashkaz Azera. Why? Lo mikvesh chazazera lebemisha gorem aydechimum shemoti zera levatala beno ish ben isha. Let's come to that later. Aval yachas shenekar azera med aguf lo shayach b'esh chasa. It's not shayach. All he says in the beginning, says the Rosh. And with me so far, so Rav Moshe quotes the Rosh in Ksumis. We have the Rosh in Yevamis. The only thing we skipped is what does it mean zera isha. We don't know what the words mean. We'll try to come back to that a little bit later. Yes, Yitzchak.
Why are we assuming that it can't be docha the iser? Don't we say that says docha latasa?
I say it's not the Ochalosa say so fast. I say it's the Ochalosa say only in certain limited situations. We haven't spent time in the sugya. It's a big sugya in Yevamos in the first parak, which we just sort of jumped right over. When you do Efshel Lekayim Shneim, Efshel Lekayim Shneim, if it's what kind of Yisur it is, we're not going into the lengthy dissertation. We're going to assume it doesn't work. But perhaps later we'll come to why it doesn't work. Just for the moment, we'll assume it doesn't work. Okay, just to save it's a good question. Just to save the time right now, I want to get to focus on what we're talking about. Good. Comes Rav Moshe. Shebashita mikubet v'shita sarash mafurash enem derach tashmish. We just read the words. We just read it together. Enem derach tashmish. Right in your vomis. Uvetshuva sarash hevi beis yosef evan ezer simen chav gimel gabi otem berechem. Rabbos, do you remember from yesterday's shiur? Simen chav gimel sif hei. It's on the Maram HaKaymus. You saw it? It was the source of the shuva sarash. What's the lashon as a quote in the beis yosef? What does it say there? He says, "V'garua mi mishameshes b'moch." This case of otam, a blockage. Why is it garua? To hosam by moch, who mishamesh kedera koloretz, afal pi sheno zaro royal azria, midi dehavia koros kenu ktana in shom, im ken sove de mochu derech tashmish, v'sosim ha'shem mefurish b'dvar v'shem b'shitim mekubetes. What a gevaldik kasha. A steer in the rush between Masech Teksubas and Yevamos on one hand and a Tshuvas the rush on the other hand. What a gevaldik kasha. Hear the question? What is moch? Is it like Eitz and Avonim or is it not? In Yevamos and Teksubas he says yes, and in the Tshuvas he says no. He could hear, what do you call it over there? He calls it Mishamesh Kedera Kol Oros. Like Tanis Kenan Ha'el. Like a chorus can't tana. What an absolute steer. Ach yeshloma. Tzas. The Rashi tirez kain. Hu atzma sova de gam al noshim. Gam kol noshim utaros from David Erech Tashmish. That's hard to believe because here in Yevamos, he sang his own shot. He didn't have the shiur rush in Yevamos. He only had the ksubis. Even there he's not happy. That's not the right answer. Ach yosen nochel nizdait. The bolataretz mashav isha shiesh la'otin berechem osur oser. Avshim miskaven l'shamish karoy machas d'zor b'chutz. My time alohuta mishim mitzvahs ona v'simchas ishto. Shlo yischashi levatola kevin shi'evshim b'nyan acher. V'yavshir abon and rabba lezer asri l'zros v'b'chutz. Afim lakum sakona, we just learned that yesterday. Moye lamadal, we saw Rav Moshe's analysis yesterday. Yeah. Lo domi d'hosam sh'osam b'miskaven. Osur kevin shu achar ha'ona. What do you mean? The owner was fulfilled in his dashi b'fnim. Afterwards, his army b'chutz, a separate action. Abel hocha, mimeilo na'aseh zeh. It's not a an action which is done purposefully. Just he tries to be, he's trying his best to be dosh vizor bifnim. The problem is a blockage, there's an otim, and since the Eber can't even get in to do what it normally does, what's going to happen in real life, it's going to come in Bachut. But that's not his fault, it just happens because he can't get in. V'alzeh, tirates, kevet the machmas ha'otem, nizrem and melech v'bachutz, lo havi k'derech tashmish kol anoshim, shehadisha v'hazriya hemi b'fnim, in a normal case. V'yim kein, havi ha'isha zu, catch this now, k'mo isha she'ein lo nakvus, there's no hole, u'ketumtum, she'll do what she nekema, but meanwhile it's closed up. She'ein a ruil klal abiyah, she's chayva bal ba'ona derech evorim, just general limbs without the evra zoch and evra nekeva. That's no chiyuv. I mean, it's called she'era, according to the Rambam Chumash Mishpat. That's she'era, but it's not ona. Okay. V'lochein av she'ira kein acha nisuin she'kvon eschaya b'yona mikol makom. Ha'ato ein shayach chiyuv zeh, because of this otem which developed. For the chen osur, lo havi zeh letzorach. It's not considered letzorach ona. This is not called ona. Avo benoshim aruyos lebiya v'shayach lo chiyuv ve'ona. Av she'ira she'sakona lo lisaber, the chiyuv ve'ona eno shayach lavar k'dechazina b'ktana zkena. Chayav lebo'ala ba'ofen shlo tisaber, shu b'moch. Shav shu k'matl zera al etzim v'alavonim, shlo k'derach tashmish, the alma. Shematla zer al psar harechem. Mikol makom etzem maisa tashmish ukederach tashmish kol anoshim. V'lchein eina nechshemes machmas she'ibur hu lo sakana ke'en lo nakvas. Logor miktana v'elonis. See where Moshe is already parsing the words over here? He has the rush on both sides of the fence. On both sides of the fence. What are we up to? Which line was I saying? Yeah, we're up to this line. Abu Lachir, am I right? Did I skip? What are we up to? I lost the place over here. Havik Kachol Anoshim, Shem Chiyuv Yonim Achlas, She'etzem Atashim, as we just read. Kachol Anoshim, Kof, come okay. Shayach lo ashaf b'moch avi etzem atash v'kechol anoshim. U'mash atolos hazeru al amoch shlo gedera kol anoshim ein shayach zeh l'chiyuv ono. Rak shmemach b'zeh yesh b'zeh yisa zeh l'vatolah b'chol anoshim. Mashenkin b'ktano v'aylanis daf l'zeh u'kechol y'kechol anoshim. Av l'chiyuv ono shu rak l'etzem masi atashmish havi gam b'moch derech tashmish. The rush is on both sides of the fence over here. On the one he considers the Gedera Kol Aretz, and then he says, "I on him." So Rav Moshe himself is sort of caught in this kind of a mess. Well, Meilek Sheyev Shelo Rak B'Moch Machmas Hakona Ein Gam Yisus Zera Levatola Kei Mishukim Otzorach Mitzvus Onam Kol Anoshim Yei Osam B'Moch Shav Shabiu Gedera Tashmish Mikom Hatola Sazera Ein Gedera Tashmish Lo Dami Lektana Ve'Alanis Shegam Hatola Sazera. He's saying Tzvei Dinim Rav Moshe. There's the Derech Tashmish, and Atolas HaZera, Derech Tashmish. So in the case of Zorbi B'chutz, it's neither. In the case of Moch, it's one and not the other. This is Rav Moshe's breakthrough. How does this explain the Rosh? V'sishapir atadivri ha-Rosh, v'shita mekubetzis, and also here, in Yevamos Yubayis and Midbayis. Sh'ayelin Yisro Tzor Zera, l'chilek b'ktan av ha-Ailinis, v'kor l'moch, sh'loka Derech Tashmish. Osa b'chol ha-Nosh. Aber bei Tshuva, Kavanosa lechalek isha sheyesh la'otem berechem, shlo itiru machmas mitzvahs ona, mi, b'mokam she'esa konal olisaber, sheitiru b'mok machmas mitzvahs ona, shulin etzem tashmish. So therefore he said, he used a different phraseology. He said, korol amoch, shum mishamish kedera kol oretz, shum del etzem asa tashmish shomenein, kedabiyarti. Ay, the zriya is not? Okay, it's Muslim, but there's no alternative. Isn't it fascinating? Rav Moshe parses the words over here. There's one called the Bia Kedera Kol Aretz, and it's called Zera Kedera Kol Aretz, the two different things. All right? So now we go back to Reb Chaim Oizer. Because Reb Chaim Oizer meant exactly the same thing. He has the kash. Reb Chaim Oizer, who opts for the, what he calls the second pshat, pshat the Ritz's pshat, is nonetheless matir, even for a kiss, a condom. How can it be? The answer is, Reb Chaim Oizer may have understood that the Isser is an Isser of, as Reb Moshe himself seems to have understood, that matal eitzim, matal al eitzim al avonim, and therefore it's mutter even with a condom. He went with the other mahalach. No, he only meant with the other mahalach. It's tashmish kedera kalor. It's exactly as the Rosh himself used that expression. So again, I believe if you check all the lashanas of Reb Chaim Oizer and all those two tshuvas, perhaps you'll be able to have him fit in to Reb Moshe's way of thinking, as which he attributes to the Riyah and the Rosh. Okay? Again, do the homework, look inside carefully. There are two tshuvas. I gave you two Ma'amar Karmis. Please, I don't want to spend time right now. If you give me a report back tomorrow, we'll be able to analyze a little bit more completely. Okay. You'll ask, is in fact the condom exactly the same as moch, according to the other opinion? So, let's go. Oh, sorry. Anav Zion. Kotzub Chaim Oz doesn't like it. Okay, I told you that we could perhaps answer it. He says as follows. He says, one second, I'm missing something. Somebody said, we read it yesterday, that the reason why the moch is worse is why the condom is worse because it's pulled out, right? She pulls the whole thing out of the body. Where is it? Somewhere in here. Oh, maybe this is it. Oh, here it is. Lo shach tam zeh b'kisim. V'yach she'pirish v'mena motzi gam ha'zera ito. Nimtza she'en zeh ha'zera b'soch recha ma'isha rak etzlo v'b'chutz. The gufa, shushaloka derech tashmish. It's not just a matter of that it's loka derech hazra. He considers it to be loka derech tashmish. And Rabbi Chaim Oz will say back, what are you talking about, Rebbe? There are tens of millions of Americans using condoms every single day. You call it loka derech tashmish? Yeah, the hazra is not, but that's the same thing by the moch you said. I can understand where Chaim Oz is. Again, I'll ask you to look up those two places, check as the shaylos and see if it fits in. Narabosai. There's another rush, a third rush, fourth rush. One second. Look at this one now. Ah, Rabosai, look at this one. Everyone look inside. Listen to this. Listen to this one. Betosvi Arosh and Nitmas Bishas Rom. What's Shas Rom? Achim Valmono Rom. That's the Vilna Shas. That's it. The Vilna Shas. The famous Shas. What does it say there? Nidav Gimel. Kosik Rabbeinata. Shebishas Tashmish Osir Apishalosh Noshim. Umefarish Gambinida Shairi Liacha Tashmish. Vusosa Ledvara Begimel Makarmis. Gimel Makarmis. Three places, Yevamis, Nida, Yevamis, Ksubas, and the Tshuva. Uveshita Mekubetas, Pirish, Befeirish. Shebereish Nida Muchach, Shamoch, Hukodem Tashmish. Kedisa Sham Gambetos, the Ksubas. No. Ach ein Lismoch, Al Svorim, Anim Tsoyim, Mechodosh. Kshain Sosrun, the Svorim, Amafursomim, Gambidera Bosein Horishonim. This sounds like the Chazanish almost. Chazanish would not take into account new kisvayat. A famous, not part of the Masorah. He wouldn't want to use it. So the Meiri, it depends. If it's quoted in the Shita Mekubetzes, Kodesh Kodosh. If it's not, he wouldn't deal with it. Same author. Doesn't matter. It's part of the Masorah, not part of the Masorah. Very fascinating opinion. Rav Moshe goes along to some extent. He says he's willing to accept new things as long as they don't contradict the old things. He contradicts. Tzorach ligros betos v'erosh ulagia. Rak tevachs. Tzorach lios. Tohovadai osur. Catch this now. What an amazing hagah. Levad l'sholosh noshim. What does the original say? B'limchok tevach afilu gimel noshim. Oh. 180 degrees. Only change one word. 180 degree turn. Amazing. Vimkenu mamesh karosh v'shita mekubetz ledina. Rak shebepirish shebepirish mishameshes b'moch denida mefarish b'derech acher shehu achatashmish shu yosem motzi kevin del rosh sover shezem mutal l'chol anoshim deina mitzumas al hashchaz azer v'lo rotzu lukmi b'moch m'sakona du bilsu b'lo shchicha v'shalosh noshim d'rameya shemotzi halo Dayan Shaitan Gambaloza. She did Mikubetz and Nichol Yoser the Forish Kari. There are Bishas Atashmish, Kapash and Sashon Mishamish is Bamoch. Avshat Sorech Lukmi Bimokum Sakona, Shenemotzi. Vizel Dover Amotzi Shemifarish Agon Echad, Beis Perushim Mishneh Mekomos Kevin Shena Sos Ladina. Al Koponim Eich Shenema, Ein Locha Shetosvi Arosh Ladina, Kevin Shu Sosel Divi Arosh, but give him a Kaimus. Look at this now. Memes Burly. She'ena miloshen arosh, gamein divrei tos, she Talmud Toa kosavze. The old famous story. Pin on the Talmud Toa. It's a Talmud Toa. What about saying? Okay, hold on, I'm saying Talmud Toa. Yeah. Yeah. The mikanu alchocha tosas varosh, amochu b'mea kol shah. Kenech yifarosh kan arosh, shilach alatashu leifarosh, ech efshel leifarosh, ken neged rashi v'toysas v'divrei atzmo. Must be a mistake. I will say, I think he goes into a little bit further length over here in Simon Sam of Dal, if I'm not mistaken. Let's try this now for a second. No? Coming? Oh. Here we go. This is an amazing tshuva. This tshuva is written, did we see this yesterday? I don't remember. Tovshin Yud Ches. This is written in 1958, written to a Yedidi Rav Agoin. I'm not sure who the Rav Agoin is, but he's writing to him. Rav Spolter. Look at this. The introduction is fascinating. He ain't hine ain't darki la ayin biyahayarchonim. What's a yarchon, gentlemen?
Journal.
A journal, a monthly. That has to be a month, every 2 months, or 6 months. Journals are the Torah journals out there. Look at what Moshe writes. Kalavai yaspik li azman the lilmo the lion pedivir abosena rishonim v'achronim hashemehem anu yichayim. I don't look in these journals. V'lechein lo hayadu ali she'inyan chomer kazeh uvifrat medina hazos asher al harbe ev shalom asher nafshin mechamdoson umisav al hokel sheyesh liyos luzeh adin kumo barayis she'en dorsin b'shlosha kadisha b'chagiga daf yud aleph. Can you imagine that? You shouldn't be, how many boys are in the room here? More than three. But they were Tamil Chachamim, so we can dash. But certain things you shouldn't have been taught in front of three people. I'm not kidding. He's quoting an actual Gemara. The Gemara said so. That's a endorsement by Meiser Mekova, endorsement by Meiser Parshius, endorsement by Arias. Quotes the Gemara. I'll read you what it says here. Quotes Chagiga. Daf Yud Aleph, here we go. Go look here. Okay. Ein Doshin Barayas Mishloshin. That's how the parak begins. Yud Aleph Mid Beis. Why? People are not going to hear right. Why won't they hear right? They say it very clearly. You don't understand. Navsho mechamdoson umisavalehem. So he can only hear what he wants to hear. I have people like that all the time. They hear only what they want to hear. Selective hearing. So therefore, the Gemara, this is all Chagiga Yud Aleph and Beis. So you shouldn't be discussing this in these journals. That's what it says. That's what it says. They shouldn't be discussed in the journals. Let's keep going. The fool themselves. Look at this. Like you. Now let's see what's going on. Tosi Rosh Nida. Borer Shaloshan Zeh B'Tosi Rosh Nida B'Shem B'Gilion Eino B'Loshan Arosh Talmud Toa Hosef Zeh. Because Nida is a mocha for a Tosi Rosh Nksubis. The mocha is B'Meya Kol Shah Loshan Arosh B'Shita M'Bez Ksubis Lamates Shekosav. Quote, Abul Shmaita Kamaisa De Nida Muchach Then Osenes Hamok Kodem Tashmish Valchochi Pshuta. Then Osenes Rakliacha Tashmish Ech Shayach Shiyodu Beishamai the Metamal and Mafreya Tlohoya Shamok Lahamid. In other words, it's the Sukha of Dayan Shatan or Metamas Meis Lies, the Mafreya, because Kosli Besarachem Hemidu or the Mochem Hemidu. No, can't be. It can't be, so it must be. If it's Acha Tashmish, it's not there all the time. Rak laniach hamoch lekanech hazera shurak l'shal kala. So therefore, the proof positive in the Gemara itself, Rabbi Osai, that it's talking about moch shibishas tashmish. And therefore, sha'isha ha'mishameshes b'moch muteres afishas tashmish. V'lachay nishar ha'moch b'meyeh b'chol ha'esk, the Pirush Rashi. She'en l'tzoroch l'otziyah b'shul sh'tashmish v'lachay minichos l'shal b'chol ha'esk. They have bigger experts than us to understand what the words mean. So what he says? In the Alter Apostle, he quotes the Avnei Nezer. So the Yavashal Shlomo is all wrong. Why? Because he based himself on the Russian Nedarim. But the Russian needed of Gimel's Faket. So no, the Russian needed is a Talmud Torah, it's a bogus. And therefore the Yamshal Shlomo is back right. He even quotes the Yamshal Shlomo over here. Oh. And he makes a reference to his Shuvah from a long time ago. Tarza. Nitpes with Shuvah. Fine. Ula Maisa. Look at this now. Ula Maisa. Shemizdamein She'ela Kazu. Ani Choker V'Doresh Harbe. Im yesh to isha sakona b'zeh. V'rak ha'ba ba'al v'o'isha im yirei Hashem utznuim b'maseyem shelo yekilu ga'im atzvam yosem e'aroi v'kam shelo yodiyu acheyem im ha'she ikalti lehem k'dei shelo yavoo acheyem lehokol v'matzvam shelo gedin v'kam rak ha'zman kotok sh'yavar ha'zman im ha'omrim sh'adayin u'b'sakona l'saba anid choyker v'dorish ol ha'pam v'ani mazhirim ol ha'pam v'chomer yisru shelo yavoo lehokol yosem e'aroi v'lo yifasmu k'am kem rak ha'zman kotok v'chein b'chol pam. Therefore, Catch this now. Don't be insulted. Ustam rabbonim. Plain old rabbis. Chas v'sholom lahem lahoros b'nuchom hazeh. He signs his name. Wow. We were just all disenfranchised, Rabbi Sai. All stam rabbonim. Can't pass them. Can only go to rabbonim of Hokim. Wow. It's a pretty strong statement, Rabbi Moshe. Okay? This is one other two ways to see. Samach Dal. Powerful stuff. Yes, Yo.
So the Rosh here is not the Rosh Nivamas?
The Rosh Nivamas and the Rosh Nivamas and the even the Rosh and the Shuva, Rav Moshe somehow manages to put them all together. Because he said a funny Lush. It's Bia Kedara Kolaret, but the Hotsaw Zera itself is not. They parse the words. We also saw that in Avav of the previous Shuvah. Okay? And then, once we're at it, once we're here, let's take a look at Samach Hey. Samach Hey, once we're at it, let's just for the sake of completeness. Well, there are many other Shuvahs on the topic, but we're just going to see this one, which is the very next one. This is written already, Tav Shin Chof Aleph. Same recipient. By Spolter in 1961. Da-da-da-da. Ki ha-samamonim she'esh rofim she'nosim litim be'osam mokum. We'll call it, I'm using a word for it, now it's called spermicides. Like a spermicidal jelly that is used as a contraceptive by many women. So after Moshe, Yose tov ledina, she'eno sose maknisa shel azera lerechem. It's not a blockage, not a barrier method. So it's okay, it's better. But Rav Moshe adds quickly before he gets sued for rabbinical malpractice. Yeah. What's going on? Yeah. I will ain zerefrua barura. They say it's 85% effective. So we can make the famous joke. What do you call individuals who use the spermicide method? Parents. They used to say it about what do you call people who use the rhythm method? The rhythm method is to try to figure out when she's ovulating, and they try to avoid that time. What do you call that? Parents. That's the old joke. So also, you know, obviously they're cutting down on the chances, but here and there it can certainly happen. Well, the harbei nashe emilas samamon. Well, me'achashi b'sakana, hari also lo l'shamesh be'ofen shelo borosh lo disabim mized l'sakana choshen af l'miyad rochok. Not the newest one. U'mashem siyu ze'ata lo kvar. Ze lo kvar m'siyu pilin. Pillin. It's 1961. This is the dawn of the pill. That cursed pill that's caused so much znus since it was brought into the world. Rabbi said, that's the single most pronounced effect of the pill, what they called in America then the sexual revolution. It used a simple four-letter word. Zayin, Nun, Vav, Saf. That's what it means. Where was women were afraid to do this before because they wanted to get pregnant, and abortion was illegal then. Now, no problemo. Have a pill. So, Moshe, Ke'ela Shebolosan, also the Omashi Refu Abaru, it's true, it's just about 100% effective. So, to Saber, in his Barer Sherob Noshim Roos, are they appealin? Elu Tipas Dam, Shenasis Nida. Kidolia kod kidahodili chasani rabagona mashadava tendlishlita. She yeshly a dear bin yonim elu. The cause of la doctor. She himti pilin elu. The hodolo. She shishim achuzim yanoshim. Roos mashudava de a pilin. Rakanochim and Rakpidimazet. Chemuchrochim hatal shamish per rubber. What's a rubber? We call the rubber with diaphragm. I think it's made from rubber. Maybe now it's ready some fancy, more fancy. Shemesimen begufa. Vechule, vechule, vechule. And he says, I have a mutter, let them get divorced? No, that's considered to be a mutter, and he quotes a tshuva from Hasakona shekosav katar. Shem shekama noshim yotzos midas machos chesoren tashmish. That's ridiculous. Lo mistabesh, you know, out of a mind for lack of tashmish. Come on, that's his bluff. Uvedavim arofim omim shemtis ane tazel l'shtusa imashol echo b'yom kippur. Well, can't Rav Kippur get in over here? Poshet shemuteres v'shem t'shtusu sakona And that, of course, applies not only to Yom Kippur, which is not already right now, but it applies to contraception as well. If chas v'shalom is a danger to the life of the mother through a purely medical condition or psychiatric medical condition, sakonas nefoshes, it's mutter. It's mutter. Okay, nearly. Short of that, not. Okay. That's important to understand, Rabbi Osaka. I'm not sure if you have over here the Tshuvas Maharsham. Is that in Barilan? Maharsham was of Sholem Mordechai Shvadron. Here we have the Magid. He is Ben Achaben, the grandson with the same name. Sholem Mordechai HaKoyen Shvadron. His grandfather, the Maharsham, Moreno Rav Sholem Mordechai, was in the number one posuk in Galicia in his time. You have it? You want to get me somewhere? Ellie, you want to come on? Shut Maharsham Chelek Aleph Simen Nunches. Again, don't excuse me being a bucky. It's quoted in the Sefer Otzer Aposkim in that same Sivkot, which is Sivkot Yud Zayin, in Os Lamed Zayin. That's that multi Os. It's almost like the other one we had. We had similar Lamed Tes. Remember we had that? I think it was called Membez. It was Yelong. Well, here, that's their habit sometimes. They just go on and on, all part of the same cotton. This has 44 issues. This is now Sim. Oh. No. Let's look at this. Maharsham. Here it is. Chelik Aleph. Simen Nunches, I believe. I believe it's Nunches. Let's see what happens. Yes. 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 Okay. What year is it? No year. Okay, I wish it'd be a year here. No year. Maharsham lived into the 20th century. So I think it was maybe been alive even 100 years ago. I'm not exactly sure the year of his patira, but I just don't know exactly. So let's see what it says. Isha sheesh lo mechus godol halev. Kshayse muberes shvatu arofim hamumchim b'kim sukeres. V'ziruah shalotis amarot. Filmav Yitzmach Lasakonas Movis Pisomis. Khalil died suddenly. Vabal Nelat the Frosh me menoliola. Oh my goodness. Permanent abstinence. Forever. I still say forever. Till menopause. Vavodali Oilo. 50 years, right? The average menopause is 51 years in America today, I think. If you wanna go on the internet. But so that I assume she wasn't one. When the shadow was being asked. So, but till 50, till 51. That's a long, could be a long, could be she's 25 now. That's an awfully long time to abstain. 25 years. So he's Marich. He quotes the whole story, the Rashi, the Tosfos, da 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 da. Not going into the details of this right now. Yam Shel Shlomo, you know about Yam Shel Shlomo. Gam Kodem Tashmish Kfo Hevi Agbagos Yad Ephraim Shebe Sof Sevet Tiv Gidden Bagos Avrezen Simil Chafei. He quotes the Yam Shel Shlomo. The Radvaz Herach Gam Kem Bedavazeh Vehelo Lesa Bishar Noshim Havel Gimel Noshim Im Yureyos Shemayin Bem Schus Rashos Shamash Memoch. They should also smoke, but also smoke them because Tashmish they should not have barna. Keli pikuach nevish. When because kein bechagad bin edidan, ike chashosha tvei. The rov noshim is abros. Gam yofi kosev, ben etam somach, amasha bekanchas achach b'moch, fishahoyu oz anoshim bekiyas bekach. Mashenka bizman azeh, the Beis Yosef says. Even ben etam would agree to show gam kodem Tashmish. The Ashrash Yaakov says so, and you've almost your base. Pikuach nefesh, you're lying there, Rashal, there, Advaz, and Svechaleim. Here's the key line. Uvifrat. Everyone see this line? Uvifrat. Look at this line. Fimasha shamati, shevizmanazeh nosnim harofim lenoshim ke'ele, kimin kisui shel gumia dak, v'nikr b'lashonim pesar. Shemechasim al pi ha'aim, who amokar, misavid, shalo yiklo lazera, a cervical cap, I think what it's called, which is very similar to a diaphragm, we'll see soon in my opinion. If you want to go online and see what all these things mean, a pesar, I think it's called a pessary in English. VMK, look at this line from Rav Marasham, unbelievable. Hatashmish kemo shar noshim, ela kemo de meuberes, sogur pi amokar. What's he saying? I'm giving you what I think pshat is. I can't guarantee that I'm right, but I think this is the correct pshat. Namely, what did Rashi say needed of Gimel? The Rosh may be bogus, but not Rashi. Rashi says, Memale kolosa moko. If you fill the entire cavity with cotton, and the man inserts the male organ there, he is going to feel the cotton. And the zera is going to go straight out of his organ, right out directly onto the cotton, which he feels with his organ. That's Kemal Eitzim Valavonim. But in the cervical cap, which is all the way up, that the male does not feel it. Comes to diaphragms, if you want to go online, what I understand from the books, the male in a typical case will not feel it. And therefore, comes the Marasham and says, this is 1,000 times better than moch, in a domal moch klal. It's a very, very important yesod of the Marasham. So Rabosa, it seems to me that we have a couple of svaras to be makel when appropriate to use a diaphragm. Number one, assume it's like moch. We have the opinion of the Marashal, that the Marashal says there's no Eastern in such a case. Not only in the case of Sakona, but even in other cases. The Marashal goes as far as say it's mutter in all cases. We're not going that far, as we shall see soon. You have the Ritva. That the Ritva says, even if it's considered like moch, and the Ritva represents many, many Rishon, Mukhi Yossi, Ramban, Rashba, many hold away, that this kind of a tashmish, which is what he calls Kedera Koloretz, even though it is moch mamish, it would still be mutter when there's no obligation of Pruravu. We still have to discuss the details later on today, Shia Mitzvah. And then you have the Marasham on top of that, and says the diaphragm is not moch at all. Not moch at all. So it appears to me there's room to be made. But now I want to go into some of the more specific details. When can we say that there is in fact no obligation to procreate? When? Let us turn our attention. Yes.
As he's saying that there isn't a cervical cap and diaphragm would be.
Again, he's using a word called pessary. You want to look at a dictionary? What is a pessary? What the dictionary says. He calls it pesar. P-A-I-N-S-A-M-A-L-A-F-R-A-S-H. I'm told in English it's P-E-S-S-A-R-Y, which is like a kind of a diaphragm, if I understand correctly. But I don't have a glossary of terms in front of me. What does it say?
A small
block. Contraceptive. Okay. So, in my opinion, it's similar. It may not be identical to the diaphragm. Maybe the diaphragm may be bigger. But to my mind, the determining factor is not how big or small it is. It's how deep it is. So that the male organ does not feel it. From what I understand from certain paternity suits, that a woman can fool the husband, whether she's, the man, I should say, whether she's using a diaphragm or not. He thinks she isn't, and she really is. He thinks she is, she really isn't. And obviously, if he could feel it, he would know one way or the other. That's part of the basis of my knowledge in this area. Yes?
I don't understand why there should be such a distinction whether you can feel it or not.
It's not so much the feeling it. It's if you feel it, then when the baal is mazria, the zera is going directly out of his body, directly onto the cotton, which is that's called Eitzim Avonim Mamish. As opposed to when it leaves his body, and goes into the wall blue yonder of the woman's cavity, and when it starts to swim, for those who know the various Lashanas that the infertility experts figure, it swims. And where did it swim? Some swim here, some swim there, some swim there. And all of a sudden, a little bit later, I can't measure this in seconds, minutes, or hours, but the swimming, you know, I'm not the... I can hardly swim in a lake, but this is a different kind of swimming over here. So when is the swimming and you bump into a barrier an hour later, that's a whole different status. He did what he had to do. And later on, there's a barrier that bumps into an hour later, but it's swimming, all of a sudden, sorry, lake is closed. You know, you can't go, there's a dam in the way. You can't go into this part of the lake. That's a whole different thing than putting Al Eitz and Al Vana Mamish. That's what I think it means. Okay? Yeah. No, if he feels the cotton, then what it means is that the zera is going directly out of his body onto the cotton. That's moch. That's mamala kola beserecha, kola osamoko. That's a serious issue, which the Ritva is willing to be makel on when there's no chiva pruravu. But this is even less than that. Yeah.
According to this, then like the pill would also...
Pill is bechlal, no problem. But we have to understand... When we say no problem, we mean it's not an error of commission, such as Otsoa Zer Levatol, in the fullest sense of the word. An error of omission, of Bittul Peruv, it certainly is, and we have to see in Simon Chav Gimel da Rambam, and the Bach, Beishmu, we have to see. I just want to go now, we have to really, because I'm way behind my schedule. I wanted to finish this week. At the rate we're going, it's going to be impossible. Who's finished with the Rambam Kamos? Almost. So maybe Blinetta Sunday. I'll give Numa Makamas Blinetta. But I don't think I'll be finished this sugya this week. Maybe I'll finish it on Sunday. Next week is a short week. Next week we only have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And Wednesday is the Erev Rosh Hashanah. And we don't say Shia. I'm willing to say the Shia, but the calendar calls for no Shia, so there's no Shia. So we'll see what we can do. Let's go to the sugya, Rabosai. And we started a little bit yesterday, didn't we not? Didn't we read the sugya yesterday? Because no, did we open this to the sixth parak at all? Didn't we?
Yeah.
Or the day before yesterday? See, by now you know a little bit. This you saw the Marama Kamos. So we know. I still owe you a little bit about this Zera Ha'isha. I want to come back to that also, but I want it. It's more important for now. To get to this sugya. You have a Gemara on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis. You're both saying. Samach Aleph Amud Beis, a Mishnah. What does it say in the Mishnah? Le'yavatel Adam Yipiriv Erivya Elam Ken Yesh Lo Bonim. What mean Bonim? According to Beis Hillel, a boy and a girl. Okay, a boy and a girl. Everyone knows that. A boy and a girl. Fine. Manaf Kamina, says the Gemara, to sell us Sefer Torah. Did we discuss this a little bit? I think we did, didn't we? Did we read the Beis Shmuel about this? A little bit. Not really? A little bit. We'll come back. We'll just maybe be a little bit of a chazara. This I know I showed you. I showed you the Tosis. I showed you the Piskei HaTosis. It's against the Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel said that Tosis said only according to the Mishnah, not according to the Halacha. Piskei HaTosis is fakir. What's he talking about? Samach Beis HaTosis. We read this also. Mas Nisin Deloka Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, La'erev Al Tanach Yedech. La'erev Al Tanach Yedech. And the question we spoke about, the Yisela Sefer Torah, did we discuss, we saw the Rosh, did we not? Rabbi, just remind me, I think so. The Rosh said in Simon Tess that this is the Rabbanan, and the Rift didn't have the Girsa, and he held that even though he passed like the Mishnah, he passed like Rabbi Yeshua, the Gemara said he can't have both, and the Balamor also understood the Rift that way, and the Rosh argued and says, no, there's a Chiv of there's a Din of L'Erev HaTanach Yedecha, which warrants the sale of a Sefer Torah. I just want to get my straight. We saw in Shulchan Aruch? I think so. Let's just chazer again to make sure I'm not making something up. Open the Shulchan Aruch to Simon Aleph. Didn't we do this? I don't want to make a mistake. Well, it's either a mistake. I think it's chazara, but just want to make sure it's chazara. Did we open Simon Aleph yet, Rabosai? No? Then I made a mistake. I apologize. I mix up things. Simon Aleph, Sif Aleph. It's a good place to start when you say Shulchan Aruch. Who thinks it's a better place to start than that? Simon Aleph, Sif Aleph. Chayev kol adam lisa isha kidei lifros velirbos. Rabbi Sai, the opening line in Shulchan Aruch, that's a reason to get married and not to have children. Says the Beis Shmuel, v'chayev livo b'chol ona, afilu shehir shesas bala sheyimel nonosa, chayev livo b'chol ona sheyir lo bonim, ken kosav Rambam, perek tesvo v'nuchus ishus. Rabbi Sai, maybe some of you, if you don't have a Shulchan Aruch, can see it in the back. I said everyone has to have a Shulchan Aruch, but in case somebody still doesn't have one, a Mishpat Amale should carry this. This is Rambam Perek Tezvav in Hilchos Ishus. I'm hoping it's going to be here. Hilchos Ishus, Perek Tezvav, let's see. Yup, it's here it is. It's on page Dalet, column 3, in our a Mishpat Amale. Ha'isha shehirshis is bala achara nisuin sheyimone onosar is a mutter. The pasuk in Chumash. She'era ksusav onosar lo yigra. It means if taken away from what she's entitled, she says no thanks. Okay, go off the hook. Pamed v'am amurim b'shehoyu lo bonim shekvo kiyeh mitzvah piriyah v'rivya avlim lo kiyeh chayev livo b'cholona tshiyu lo bonim. What could be more clear than that? Black on white Rambam, black on white Beis Shmuel, in Simen Aleph, Sivkot and Aleph, I recommend you look it up in Simen Ayin Vav, V'chenisa L'kamon Simen Ayin Vav, Siv Vav, Rabbi Osai. Can I add in the Mara Makam, which I think you'll find fascinating? On the bottom of the standard Shulchan Aruch, an Ayin Vav Vav, is a symbol called the Ezer Mikodesh. It's printed on the back of, I think, the standard Shulchan Aruch. Is it printed on yours? I think so. I have it on the first page, Ezer Mikodesh. No, it's true? You have it? You have it on the bottom? So look up an Ayin Vav Vav, see what he says, and it'll give you a little bit of a... Okay, please look it up. Let's go back to our discussion. So we have this concept over here, as far as this chiyuv, a major chiyuv. It's a major chiyuv. Fakert, the Beis Shmuel wants to know, why stop at two? Umash ma'acha shiyelo bonim mehani v'shut shalom filuim yochol od la'olid ein yodem in olay la'rambam chiluk zeh temani mechila shalacha kiyim puravu v'lo mehani konim shakiyim puravu Da'afilim kim peruvu mikol makom chayav lekayim le'eva talach yadecha. We saw the one in Samach Beis yesterday. Afal gavdek asavti b'samach mitzvahs la'erev ena l'drabonon mikol makom minole d'mahari mechila l'shala. Yeah, he's so strict. Even for this mechila wouldn't help. So suggests the Beis Shmuel against the Rambam. Against the Rambam. Oh, so have we yet seen the Ramban and Balamor inside? No, I didn't think so. Open to the Ramban and Balamor and the Mara Makomas, please. Very, very important. Very important. The Mara Makomas have it over here. It's in the old print. It's on page Yutes and Chav. On the new print, it's page Nunhei. Rabbi Osai, please look inside. Nunhei. Please look inside. Start the Balamor. The Rif quotes Rabbi Yeshua. And he quotes Halach Rabbi Yeshua. The Rif says, Homilsa de Rabbanani. Abu Doraisa Kevin Shesh Azoch and the Keva Kiyim is Puravi Rivia. For the Pirish and Mainav Kamina, the Raisa, the Rabbana. Vihishni Milichto, my Darmina, Lobby Gamora, my Season, Lok of Yeshua. Left the main point out. Umasha Kosta, Mishna Saino, the Abatla, the Pirivi Rivia, Elm Kaneshto Bonin. Kosta, the Mamma, the Rabnachan, the Mashmul, Afa Pishi, Yeshalodim, Kama Bonin, Oslam, Veloisha. Yerimi Devi Arabzal, the Isa, the Masnizin, Vihishna, the Rabnachman. So you wouldn't sell a Sefer Torah in order to marry a woman who's a Bas Banim. Rather, marry a Lav Bas Banim without selling the Sefer Torah. Ba'anu lo kech nira lanu. So ba'ahed yarminen b'gemora masnis the log Rav Yoshua. V'kev nivska loch Rav Yoshua me'mele itcha lo masnisen lo yavatel. V'less the masnisen mikami b'raisa. Ela filu yesh lo banim lo yavatel nipir v'rivya. Ulechatchila and on no seisha the lav bas bonim, afal pish yesha kama bonim. Umocher sefer Torah lisa isha bas bonim, afal gab the midrabonini, and hefer shakach ben the rice of the rabbona. No difference. You got to do it, you got to sell the sefer Torah to do it. So what's the difference then? Alach yudik in the fluke ben the rice of the rabbona. Tiki en pirivi rivia the rice of umesa ishto. Now required to divorce your wife. Parentheses. You're not required to take a second wife. If you want to sell them, spell it out, you know, but the Rabbeinu Geshem, that option anyway. Inami Nafkamina Bain Doraisal Drabonon. The might I'm in the house and married cotton chav gimel. May so ish to also lisa isha acheres as yavala of gimel regalim. The main love bonim mut lisa isha lealta may pit the peer of rivia the shamus mina or key and peer of rivia the rice also to get married within three regalim. Ubuchalani mila lo polygar be sure he agrees. Ad kanda balamo. Comes around Ban and says, what do you want from the poor riff? All he's doing is explaining. He's explaining what he's explaining. Come on. What do you want from him? Umiyu paragraph 2. When Yadina Nami Nafkamina the Doraisa Makinoso Kinisha Maksuas Pevov Misha Omen Lo Aselula Vena Ose Asuka Vena Ose Shemakinoso Achatete Nafsho. You beat him to a pulp to agree to the mitzvah. Umishamtin umachrimin. Put him in chayim. Osim adov is another kind of chayim. Wow, guys. Lucky there's no bez nowadays. I'm afraid what happened to you guys. Bachram. Oy, oy, oy. Did we see the rabbi yesterday? But Simon Alice said, we don't get involved anymore. Did I show you that one? Also not? Well, as soon as we finish. Abba Mishum mitzvah the rabbonon. The lav tak. The lav. Look at the words. The lav takantahi. It's not a formal takana. Elokein Yishuv Derech Eretz Ein Machrimin Olav Ad Kolkach Ein Machmirin Olav Kolkach. You're not so Machmir. You're not going to force him. You're not going to put him in Cherem. You're not going to hit him. That's what the Ramban says. The Ramban is a pretty liberal over here. There's a whole deal of the era of Tanakh Yedecha. It's not really a chiyuv gamur at all. Not the rice, not the rabbanon. Ki en yishuv derech eretz. What about selling a sefer Torah? Column 2. Ul olam rather. The new paragraph. Ul olam umoka sefer Torah v'afil yesh l'kam abonim. Why? Shum l'sheves yitzara. V'ka'ovit sheves. That's a gemara that Megillah daf chav zayin beferish. A pasuk in Yeshayo. Lo sol b'rol l'sheves yitzara. Perek memei pasuk yudches. Hashem did not create the world for nothing. He called it to be populated. And that's every child is an additional Sheves. So you sell the Sefer Torah. The Imam Megillah Chav Zayin Aleph quoted that pasuk. Didn't quote Pru Revu. Quoted the Sheves Yitzara. Yeah. But it's the Rabbanon. You don't force about it. But you have to. But usually about Leolam, you have to certainly have to have a wife. Can't be without a wife for Tovith from Nevada. So he says. So it comes out, you sell the Sefer Torah for everything. To marry a Bas Bonim, to marry a not Bas Bonim, to get married. All the various considerations. Puruvu, La Erev, Shibli Hiruchet, all three are enough to warrant the selling of a Sefer Torah. So says the Ramban here in Melchemes Hashem. The Nemuke Yosef disagrees. The Nemuke Yosef says, not so fast. Not so fast as the Nemuke Yosef. Let's take a look at the open Nemuke Yosef over here. He's talking about selling a Sefer Torah. Look what he says. Rabbi Osai. It's found over here, Rabbi Osai. Where is it? Where is it? 1 second. Yeah. That's on page Nun Dalet, I believe. On top of column 2. Gemara. Big letters Gemara. Blawisha is terrible. Mishim Hiru. Elano Seisha. Afid Labas Bonin. Kigona Koros. Kano. Islandis. Umiyu Eino Moches Nezeh Sefer Torah. Against the Balamon Ramban. You don't sell the Sefer Torah for this. With me so far? About everyone with me? Now we're having read this. Let's once again open the Shulchan Aruch one more time in Simen Aleph Sif Ches. Let's open it again. You know what? First, I want to show you Sif Gimel. That's the one I referred to before, which I thought I showed you, but I guess I made a mistake. I said, all you guys are 20 years old. Anyone under 20 here? Oh, this is one Bach who's still free and clear. Some say 18. Anyone under 18? For sure not. Until 20, a certain. But it's not so simple. Take a look at it in Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel. Says a Mechaber. This is part of our Musa Shmuz, right? Mitzvah kol adam sheyisa isha bas yud ches. Vamakdim lisa ben yud gimel mitzvah ben amuvchor. Rabbosai. Not now. In olden days, they could do it.
Why was it a mitzvah?
What do you mean? Like any other mitzvah. You turn by mitzvah, you do every mitzvah. You gotta sit in sukkah. What? As early as possible. Why not before 13? Shem chinuch? So the poskim say that before 13, you can't get married. Kikach ish isha. Not an ish, so it's not allowed. There are some who say that not only it was even encouraged. Child brides and child grooms. I'll ask me, you're being machshel them and what? We spoke about it before. Kadesha, Poneh Abola, Pnuya, called the Rambam. Now here's the answer. It's only us if it's possible to be married. So this guy, if he could be married to her and he decides to live with her without marriage, that's a violation of Kadeshus. But if he can't, he's under 13, he's underage. Then presumably there'll be no issue according to those Mekilim who are making. That's a Gemara, it's a Tosfos in Yavamis. Yeah. I kid you not. It's a Tosfos in Yavamis. It talks about much later on in the Masechta, maybe I'll show it to you as we go, that there was a custom in years gone by, they would get married before Bar Bas Mitzvah. Yeah. Hard to believe, no? I'll show it to you. Take a look in Tosis. Well, first look in Samach Beis and Mid Beis. It's on our daf. This daf is on the Maram Akarmus. I didn't show you this Tosis. That was my mistake. Should have been on the Maram Akarmus. Listen to this one now. To the end of the daf, Mamish, the very, very end of the daf, of the Yomut. This is as follows. Very important Musa. Ha'oev is ishto kegufo. Va'mechav de yosef igufo. Every person who's married has these obligations. Va'madrich bonav v'nosef v'derech yishor. Va'masiyan samuch lepirkon. What do those words mean? What do the words, translate the words? Samuch lepirkon. Look at Likutei Rashi. Adayin ketanim heim. This Gemara is found in Sanhedrin 9 Vav as well. Adayin ketanim heim. Pile ployim amish. Says Taisus, Samuch. And says later on in Daf Samaches, Mikomakom Lahochi Tekinu Lunisuin to Lohavya Biloso Bilaznus. So he introduced some kind of a new concept called Nisuin for a Kotel, which does not work on the level of the Raisa. It's going to work, so it should not be a Bilaznus. How can it work on the level of the Raisa? They're not married. The answer is they cannot get married. They're doing the best they can to make it a marriage. And in point of fact, this is the halachic Tosis, with the Tosis later on in Masechta Yevamah, which tells us they actually did these things in real life. In real life, in certain parts of the world, they would marry off their children at a very young age. At a very young age. Perhaps we'll see later why they did it and on what basis they did. But the bottom line is 13. Shonos is 13. Okay? 13? So both sides, make sure before 13 you don't get married. They say the Satmar Rebbe told the joke. The Satmar Rebbe, Rebbe, we have a problem with Shabbos and Shul. What? We have a Ofruf and we have a Bar Mitzvah. Who gets Mafta? The Rebbe answered, whoever's older. You got Mekiveger, if I'm not mistaken. His Bar Mitzvah was his Ofruf. Read his biography. Rabbi, a new cost-cutting measure. Right, difficult economic times, Rabbi. A cost-cutting measure, no? What do you say? Okay. I would not make a public campaign about that right now. It's not ill-advised. Okay? And that's what it says. You should try to get married as early as 13. I will call him Yud Gimel, says the Halakha Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch, Lo Yisa, Tahame Kiznus. Rambam says, you can't do it. They're not married. Impossible. Impossible. No way to do it. Because they're not married. Can't be. Can't be. Now, every single person agree that it's true? Well, not necessarily. Not necessarily that everyone agrees that it's really so. If you look at the Tosfos and I've Sadi Vov Amud Beis. Af al gav lo tkinu rabbanan nesuin lekotan. Mikol mekom omari deleka Easter. Lo chashiva bias nus. U mitzvah nami yiko samach lepirkan. Wow! It's a mitzvah. Why tak is it not nus? The answer is there's no possibility of marriage. Against the Shulchan Aruch. All right, boss, leave out 13. But 18. By the way, Rabbi Osai, the Gra learns pshat in the Mishnah. Ben Shmona Esra Lechup. I know some of you guys are davening a long Shmona Esra, as they say. A long Shmona Esra Lechup. But the Gra learns pshat means in the 18th year. 17, right? Based around. 18th year. That's why the Gemara is in the Sefer Kiddush, the famous Gemara. That I got married at 16. How I got married at 14. I'd be able to sell the Sutton. So 14 means in the 14th year. In the 14th year. That's how the Gaon understands. Take a look in the Gaon Sivkot and Vav. Perkama the Kiddushin. In the Sivda Bar Besa, if I got married at 14. What's on Bishnasa Yudalid? Probably Ben Yud Gimel. That's the earliest you can get married according. We'll call you Gimel? No. Shmaman of the Yasser. Okay. Masi Ben Okotten. Is that right? Okay. That's a shayla. In any event, Rabbos, everyone with me so far? Okay. Let us go and continue a little bit in the Ramo. Let's go to the Mechav a little bit before. He'll kai Mrs. Piri Verivia. Guys, I'm coming with a whip. Right after shear. With a whip. You're going to go get married. You're 20. Halavai should be so easy. Isaac Batoira Vitorudba Misyare Lisa Isha Kadeshal Yidrah Mizanoi is battle mina toira mutolisacher. That's chatting the people in the shir. So busy learning Torah full time or most of the time, you're permitted to delay the marriage. Because of a Ramba, says a Beishmuel. Fuhu Shein Yitro Misgabarolov. Chas v'shal, the person is overcome with his Yetzaharis. You better get married quicker. So it'll be less Torah, it'll be less Torah. About Rosh Kasav, Kitzvah also Lima Lo Yadana. So you talk and she's battle Peru Revu Koyomov. Shlomatzino Zela Ben Azai, Shchaz Nafshim Betara. Nobody else. Rambam says, and Kitzvah Lodover, El Ben Azai, Shchaz Nafshim Betara. Hoyalo Hepto the battle Peru Revu, I forgot the Hoyalo Evshal Lisa Isha, Flo Hoyalo Tircha Mishim Mazarnas. A different word. That's the Beishuul. Says the Rambam. He loves her. Romantic love. Or, Rabbi said, look in the same breath. As one of my friends once told me, it's not a matter of money, it's a matter of love. How can you not love a girl that has so much money? All right, Rabbi said. So he says, yeah, I advise you, do not marry for money. I'll show you in a second. Lo nagu mikama doros the dakdek binyone azivugim. When you get married, who you get married to. I feel the beno say, isha shoshami yes harshanim. Lo nagu lochafos of the garsha. Apostle Kim, did I discuss the meshachachim with you? No? Pashas Noach? Didn't we? But he gave you the reason why his mother came around the garsha. Now we did discuss. Speaking of marrying for money, since we're not going to talk about it any other time, we have that. You know, most years I give it my Thursday shmooze, which we'll get to after Yontif. But we have a Menez in front of us this year. Take a look in Simon Beis Sif Aleph. The Ramah downplayed it so much; it's beyond the Gra complaint stark. If you have a, maybe you have it here. I don't think it's in the back. Lo yisa adam isha sheyesh ba shum psul. Ramah, kol ano se isha psula mishumaman, havin lo bonim shena magunim. Aba bulavachi shena psula lo, vela shena osa mishumaman, mutter. Look at this now, tshuva svivash. You believe that? How can that be? Says the Gra, it's not true. Not true. Not true. The Ramah tries to put a few different Gemaras together. On a simple level, it's not so. You shouldn't marry the Shem Amen and Chalila V'chasya, the Bonim Shem Mehugan. Just letting you know. Not for now. Anyway, Rabbi Sai, we go back to Siman Aleph. So we saw Sif Aleph, we saw Sif Gimel. Now we come to the most important Sif, which is Sif Ches. Rabbi Sai, everybody look in Sif Ches. Alpha Pisha Ki and Pir Virivya, Oslo Lama below Isha, Fitzor, Shiiso Isha Baz Bonin, in the Shipi Biodo, Affiliation Kama Bonin, Lera Botanakedach. The man Shipi Biodo, oh, stop. Beishmuel Yudalit. Critical. Beishmuel Yudalit. Kosvu Arif Aramba Barosh Midra Bonin Wachiv. For Kosvu Ramban Sham, the Ain Kofanos Lukuliamba. The lo takanu elakein yishiv derech eretz vein machmir malav kol kach. This is a quote Ramban lahalacha. We saw this Ramban in its source in the Melchamas Hashem. It's quoted lahalacha in the Beishmuel. V'mein lo banim yimkor kadei yishiv yishiv bas banim. Sell a sefer Torah. Avim yesh lo banim lo yimkor. El Yisra Isha, says the Mechaber, Shein Abbas Bonin. Lo Yama Belo Isha, period. You have to sell it, that's for sale, against the Nubi also. So Rabosai, the first day is like the Russian Balamor's Pshat in the Rif. V'yesh Amrim, the other Rishonim, Shafilu V'yesh Lo Bonin, Yimkor Sefer Torah, L'Shi Yisra Isha Bas Bonin. So whenever the mechaber, who's any svarim in the room? Who's the svarim in? You know, Klalei Maran. Maran says when he says a plain day, and Yeshua, we follow the plain day. The Chelkas Mechokik son, who used his father's platform here in Tzivkot Yerav, Omar Magia Bakosi Benosh the Mechaber, goes to a long piece. Whenever there's a stam in the Yeshua, we pass like stam. Why but in Yeshua? Only the Kovat Mechaber. To honor the author of the opinion. No, that's what it says. Good. So the Yeshua, Shafil Yeshua Bonim, Yimka, Sevatoga, Shishish Bonim, Pasmonim, that's the majority of you. So the Beis Shmuel is irate. Look in Sivkon Tezayin. But that's a mechaber nearer the Sfilik, the Ikat, Kakdas, Evdea, Rishona, Velesa, Dorosh, Kosav, the Mochim, Afagav, the King, Priv, Rivia, Vachendas, Amor, Ramban, Varitva, Namuka, Yosef, Velomatsinu, Behed, Jemisha, Sovik, the Ach, Rishona, La Rosh, Valamor, Hevinu, Kay, Medivri, Arif, Vien Mukhok, Moshkosav, Mechamas, Hashem. So no one knows that way. Mashakosav, Abach, Beshem, Tarsis, Dav, Samach, Aleph, the Svilu, they Mochim, yeah. Lo dok, kisham kosvu kein aliba demas nisin. Av Rabbi Yeshua pshita de tzorach limkor v'chein ikor. Yeah. So he passes it like the second day. You have to do it. You must sell the Sefer Torah to fulfill what? Le'erev al tanach yedecha. And what about below isha klal? You can't even marry any woman without selling the Sefer Torah. And if you sell the Sefer Torah, you can only afford a woman who cannot bear children. That's also assumed to be mutter. The others disagree. Take a look at the Beis Shmuel in Sifkot and Tes Vav. What does he say? The Gimel Dinim. Puravu, Le'erev, and below Isha Le'erev. Puravu for sure. Le'erev, what does it say? Shechanar, a plukta, a machloikis. What about before we get back to that machloikis? Din Gimel, to Shush Le'esha, below Isha. Ein mevuakan. Ubatzina plukta bezeh. Hanemuka Yosef Sfira, we saw just a minute ago. Dein mochrin. Afagav. Chalkas mechokeg. What's the forest to Hanemuka Yosef and Yanacher? Ein nirali. Okay, hey, when Abach, Rabbos, Hanemuka Yosef Sfira, Dein mochrin. Yeah. I brings a raya from the Truma Sadeshen. The Goral Tvei Leishim below Isha. Without a wife at all is much worse than with a wife who cannot bear children. Geshloma, linyan mechira sefer Torah shani, tetzorech lasa bedomim mitzvah, velo hatzolas aveira. That's what he says. A positive mitzvah. The whole tumult in later poskim, whether this is true or not true. I think it's true. I all the mefarsha, there's a taz here. It's how can that be? Everyone knows that the idea of not having a wife is more chomer than having a wife who can't bear children. The answer is, look in the Gemara, Rabosai, Megillah Chav Zayinim and Aleph. The Gemara, Megillah Chav Zayinim and Aleph, discusses the issue of why it permitted to sell a Sefer Torah. I read it to you from the inside. Megillah Chav Zayinim and Aleph says the Gemara as follows. Says the Gemara, to sell a Sefer Torah is Lisha Isha Shaper Dami. Why? Lo Tov Bera L'Sheves Yitzara. And Tos has a name for this mitzvah. You want to guess the name they have? They have a name. It's a three-letter word. Who learned Baba Basri in his career? First parak. Guess you should remember. Long Tosfos Baba Basra, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Who talks about forcing a shichur of a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin. Says the Tosfos over here, when do you apply this principle? Omeri Mishum Mitzvah Rabba Shari. L'shev is a mitzvah rabbah. It's a very critical mitzvah to populate the world. That's a mitzvah rabbah, to populate the world. What's so special about populating the world? I put on tefillin, I take an estrogen, it's also a mitzvah rabbah. No. My take, A mitzvah rabba is only if it has a lasting effect. You populate the world, has a lasting effect. There's one more place, I think the word actually mitzvah rabba is used, or some equivalent. A gemara in Masechta Gittin. Who learned Gittin? Who learned Gittin? First parak. You learned the fourth parak? No? Who learned the fourth parak? The same Torah as appears in Ashalech, the Aflamet Ches, I believe. Anyway, it says over there that you can have a goy, the pshuto, sign a document on Shabbos to acquire karka and Eretz Yisrael. There's a whole tumult in Polskim. Does that apply to other mitzvahs? Most Polskim say no. Can't ask a guy to write for you for other mitzvahs. It's a shvus for makom mitzvahs, not allowed. However, boy, rabosai, to buy land there to Shaul's mutter. Why? I don't know, it's Ramban there. It's like a mitzvah rabbi. Why? Again, the same yourself. You acquire it to Shaul's, the Dairus. But you took an asterisk. So a mitzvah rabbi, rabosai. That's for that you can sell the Sefer Torah. Not for anything you want. That's how I understood it, rabosai. I think it's a very, very important yourself. Now, comes out, rabosai, if you follow the Ramban and the Beis Shmuel, once an individual has had a boy and a girl, has fulfilled Pru Revu, he's now no longer obligated to have more children. Yes, it's a very good idea. It's not a chiyuv, you're not koifin on it, you don't put a chayim on it. It's a good idea, not an absolute chiyuv. Yishuv derech eretz. Therefore, one could argue as follows. We had a ritva. The ritva said, as long as it's a chiyuv to have a child, it's an ish of hashchas hazera. The man, the woman, moch kodem tashmish, achat tashmish, is a terrible thing. Once that obligation no longer exists, the issue no longer exists. And therefore, it wouldn't apply to a ketana, because a ketana can't have a child anyway. Presumably, it would also not apply to a couple if the man has already fulfilled the prur revu. So once they had two children, presumably, according to this lumdus, even if the diaphragm is considered to be a moch, and even if we follow the ritva against the marashal, that there is an issur of moch b'shar noshim, only shar noshim will chayev to have children. When it's once they fulfilled pru revu, and according to the Ramban and Shmuel, no longer any chayev whatsoever, just the yishuv of derech eretz, it would be permissible for them to practice contraception, even if it meant the diaphragm, even if the diaphragm meant moch. Only according to the ritva. Not everybody agrees with that. I'm the first to tell you that. But that's a very significant sheet in halach. Have you been following me so far? That's why it was so important for us to spend the time to figure out how long are you obligated to keep having children. So far we're seeing, according to the Ramban anyway, to have a boy and a girl, it's a very wonderful idea to have more children. It's encouraged, it's great, it's fantastic, it's terrific, it's tremendous, but it's not an absolute chiv. And therefore would it be relevant for according to the mitzvah understanding to whether it's us or mutter to use moch. With me so far? I am out of time. Tomorrow's Thursday, 11 o'clock, the Seder Shmaya. We'll try to continue these important inyanim.